USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take it up before the summer recess. Comedian and activist Jon Stewart reacts to the bill passing on Fox News.
None of us feel like the job is done. We've got to get past the Senate. Senator McConnell has said that he will get this done by their summer recess. That's August 2nd, so we're going to take him at his word.
It's not something you see often from President Trump, but he's defending Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I think that a group of people is being very disrespectful to her. And you know what? I don't think that Nancy can let that go on.
AOC and the Speaker have been battling it out for pretty much the entire week on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the two-pack special. Use my promo code USA.
Tropical Storm Barry is bearing down on Louisiana. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says he's concerned the storm could bring widespread flooding to the state.
You know, as this thing comes inland, all of Louisiana needs to be on alert because those bands can carry way inland.
The storm is expected to strengthen and become a hurricane later today or early Saturday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the case of a man caught trying to carry cans of gasoline into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York a few months ago.
Prosecutors say the man is unfit to stand trial. Attempted arson charges against Mark Lamparello have now been put on hold as the former Lehman College professor is being treated at a mental health facility. Prosecutors say Lamparello was intent on burning down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The incident came last April, just days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, was badly damaged in a fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some Los Angeles business owners are taking matters into their own hands regarding the city's homelessness crisis. According to the LA Times, there are about 59,000 homeless people in the county, with the population in the city of Los Angeles growing 16% this year to more than 36,000, and the majority of them are living on city streets. Maria Janice tells Fox News that they're losing potential customers because more and more people are sleeping on the sidewalks around their business. So what they've done is they've set up about 140 large planter boxes, hoping that it will force homeless people to set their tents up elsewhere.
We always thought that the American dream is about also self-reliance and not just the obviously and the opportunities that America offers to everyone, and obviously don't understand how a rich country as the U.S. and especially California cannot take care of this problem. And I think there should be a two-pronged solution because services are out there. There are numerous non-profit organizations offering services to the homeless. Also, the city has allocated a huge amount of funds towards trying to resolve this homeless situation. But I believe services are not sufficient. There has to be also enforcement because a lot of the homeless are basically lifestyle homeless.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.